welcome to the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. In each episode of the show, we shine a spotlight on the women who are making strides and changing lives. The Network of Enterprising Women was born in 1988, founded by Shirley Wagner and Debbie Johnston. Two professional businesswomen from Richmond, Virginia, sought to build a women's networking group by meeting each month to laugh, network, and build relationships. Soon, they were joined by hundreds of others, and NEW became a nonprofit with a board of directors and an active philanthropic initiative. The main goal of NEW is to assist and encourage women to desire to become established in business and to promote and foster the exchange of knowledge and understanding of methods for success in establishing and maintaining a business, says Dee Dee Kiwi Sherman, the incoming 2015 president. And we are thrilled to be here at Incandescent headquarters interviewing Dee Dee and past president Susan Campbell, who was the president from 2011 to 2013. So welcome to the Incandescent Radio Network, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Excellent. So this is the Truly Amazing Women Show, and we are talking about what makes women truly amazing in business, in corporations, and in general. So let's throw it over to you. Let's talk about the Network of Enterprising Women. Dee Dee, what is your mission and what are your goals as incoming president?
Well, our mission is to support each other in our businesses and growing our businesses. And my goal for this year is to foster the membership and growing their business and also grow our membership in NEW. I want more women to know about the SASE organization and help more women have fun. I mean, we have fun in growing our businesses and sharing ideas. And I came to NEW when I was in between jobs and was reinventing myself. And I found so much support and good ideas and help. They're friendly, they're sassy, and we just have a lot of fun.
That's very true. I mean, when I came to the first luncheon a couple of months ago, I was really impressed. I was new to Richmond and didn't know what Richmond women were like, and especially in this subgroup. And I was just thrilled and honored. And I got to sit with Susan at her table. So tell us a little bit about you and your company, More Than Moving, which you founded in 1998, right?
Yes. More Than Moving started out as a what's called senior move management company. I was working full-time, as was my husband, and I was the designated daughter in my family. I had to take care of my dad's move after when he was moving out of the house of 40-some-odd years.
Wow.
And as a result of that, I realized that I paid as much attention to his stuff as I did to him. And as his daughter, I should have been paying more attention to him.
Aww.
So I started a business so that I could pay attention to their stuff, so the family could pay attention to the parent. And that's what we do. And I've been doing it since 1998, and now we've grown to a rather large small company.
And very entrepreneurial of you, because you now warehouse that stuff in a store and sell it to the public.
We also do have a consignment store. We sell our clients things they no longer want, the family no longer wants. We sell them in our consignment store or through internet auction or through estate sale. So we try to provide a full service from sorting, downsizing, packing, moving, unpacking, and then disposing of things they no longer want.
It's brilliant. It's
well,
exactly, it's a niche that is expanding, I would imagine.
It is. It is that.
Yes. Less is more. But what do you do with all that stuff?
Well, we sell it.
Yeah, that's good for people who need it, I guess. So when you were president, what was your focus and goals and mission?
When I was president, NEW had sort of gotten carried away with itself and gotten a little big, and the membership was saying, let's get a little bit smaller, because one of the lovely things about NEW is not only do we help each other in our businesses, but we support each other as women. The great thing about NEW is that it can be what you want it to be, what the member wants it to be. It can be a business networking organization. It can be a social organization. And also we have a very strong philanthropic mission, and so it can also serve that for and particularly for busy professionals like myself. I don't have time to go out and dedicate hours every month for a specific philanthropic organization, but through NEW now I can meet that need in myself. So what NEW found when I came in as president is we'd gotten a little large and had gotten away from the sort of the close-knit. So my goal was to sort of bring us back down to a smaller size organization and reintroduce that closeness and to remind the members that NEW could be what you wanted it to be.
Excellent. And that philanthropic initiative, that's something that drew you very much so, right?
Yes.
Dee Dee, yeah.
I in my work with Virginia Community Development Corporation, we're all about community development, and the philanthropic aspect of NEW is all about giving back to the community and giving to each other. We have a community amongst ourselves where we network and foster each other in promoting and supporting each other in business. But we have this, we come together and give back to the community through our scholarship and our grant programs. And that's huge. It's just, it draws us together and we do good work.
So tell us a little bit about some of the things that you have done. Who do you donate money to and work for?
In our grants, we give several grants. One time a year, we do that in
the spring.
In the spring, we have at our luncheon, we award 4 or 5 or 6 grants. And
we tend to give it to organizations that have in their mission for women or children. That tends to be strong. That has to be a strong component of their mission, because we are a women's organization, so we want to support that.
Right.
Yeah, but it's great, and we'll list some of those different organizations in the article that we're going to post on trulyamazingwomen.com and Incandescent Networking.
We'll come up on the website real quick.
That's right. No, it's great. But tell us the story about when you first joined. What brought you to NEW in the first place? You touched on it earlier, but elaborate.
I came to NEW when I had just lost my job through the economic downturn, and I was about to turn 50, and was not looking forward to having to reinvent myself, but I did what I could, and one of the things I did was join NEW at the invitation of a good friend of mine. She said, you need to come to NEW and get rejuvenated and inspired, and I did. Just lots of support and advice and love, and through that, I was able to reinvent myself.
So Susan, what have you gotten out of this organization?
What I love about NEW is that it really is a lovely, I mean, they're wonderful women, and we've coined the sort of sassy, we're the sassiest networking group around, and it really is. I mean, we laugh a lot. We do things that just sort of astound people. There is a young man who used to work at the place where we meet for lunch who has a memory that made him blush as a result of the network of enterprising women. It's just no holes barred.
What was that? You can't stop there.
one of our members sells a health-related product. She was in a car accident, and she applied her product. The airbag hit her. She applied her product immediately afterwards. She's standing in the luncheon, and she lifts her shirt up and says, "See, no bruising." Fortunately, she had on lovely lingerie, but this young man turned the color of this tablecloth. He turned bright red. And, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, yay. We all thought that was wonderful. And it's just fun and supportive. And we get to know each other at a much deeper level. One of the things that I really admire about the organization is that when someone is ill, when there's a family member that's ill, they're going through trouble, everybody sends a card. Everybody reaches out. And people have said to me, you know, I've gone to other organizations and they didn't even realize I was there. But with NEW, if something happens, they know I'm there. They send me a card. They stay in touch.
That's beautiful. It really is. And Dee Dee, you talk a little bit about your experience with NEW. I know that when you started, you had just lost your job, and you were invited by a friend to join. So how did that all play out?
Well, I came to NEW at the invitation of that friend and found good suggestions. I found friendship and really good help. In between times, while I was trying to reinvent myself, I promoted my husband's photography business. My husband had just retired and taken up photography as his chapter 2, his encore business. And so I was promoting portrait photography and took portraits of lots of the women in NEW. I did book covers and found lots of support there. So it was very profitable for me, and I was very, very blessed to have them.
Sounds great. And you were embraced. And you also had a health scare in that.
I did. While I was in NEW, a couple of years I had been in the club, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer and could not have asked for, again, more support. They sent me cards. They loved me through it. I just can't imagine having gone through that experience without them.
And there was some philanthropy around that. You helped raise money during that period of time, didn't you?
We did. We were very involved in Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We had had a member who passed away from breast cancer a few years before my diagnosis and had gotten involved. We had what turned out to be our Bucks for Boobs initiative, which later turned into the new soiree. And the last year we did that for 4 or 5 years. We raised money around in the spring just before the Race for the Cure walk. We always had a team together for that. And we raised thousands of dollars in support of that. The girls really, really got behind that. So when I came down with my experience, and I've learned that surviving the breast cancer isn't so hard. It's surviving the treatment. I mean, you're very ill, and I was ill. And I remember coming to an NEW meeting not long after my surgery, and I still had my drainage tube in. But boy, I dressed up and came to that meeting. I got so many hugs and so much love how could I not survive it? And even, I mean, for months, I would get cards from several members who would just checking in on you. How are you doing? I'm thinking about you. For weeks, they came. My mailbox was overflowing.
That's beautiful.
And it was beautiful. It was.
And that's an amazing thing. That's the power of women banding together. And I've been in lots of networking groups in different cities, but there's something really special about what's going on in Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's the South. I think it's the Southern charm. And it's funny. You guys are so funny. It's like this biting, wicked, loving sense of humor that, you know, it really makes those luncheons just a joy to attend. It's like a comedy show. I really enjoy that.
It is. We had just this past month had our annual board retreat because the new board has just been inducted. And so we went off campus and met for a weekend. And the theme was girls just want to have fun. And we did a lot of laughing. It was a lot of fun. And we've hopefully come up with a lot of good strategies for the coming year to help new grow and to be more beneficial to the members that are already in it.
It's excellent. I love that idea that it kind of started small, got too big, you pulled it back in, now you're in growth mode. It's like those arcs of the waves of just how things grow and small business grows. Have you seen that in your business?
Yes. Yes and no. We did start small. We started in the basement of our house in a room so small that when my husband or I wanted to back up our chair, we had to warn the other one. And we are now in 30,000 square feet.
Wow.
So it has slowly grown over time. And there have been times when it has sort of backed up a little bit. But basically, we've just grown and grown and grown.
So what's some of this growth strategy for new for the coming year now that you want? So you have about 100 members now?
Yes.
And what's your goal? If you could be queen for a day and say, I want X amount of members, what would it be?
I would say to double that would be ideal. If you have 200 members, they don't all come to every single luncheon. At 200 members, if you get 50% show up at a luncheon, you've got 100. Right now we have 100 members, and if we have half of them, it's 50 show up. So we definitely have room to grow. There's an ebb and a flow to everything, and certainly in this organization, members come and go. Some members have moved away. Some members have gotten full-time jobs that don't give them the flexibility to come to the luncheons and attend and other things. We have some members that have moved away. One of our members, she's a past president, lives in Florida now, but she's still a member of NEW. She doesn't come to the lunches, but she still enjoys getting the newsletters. And when she does come back to town, she attends a luncheon when she can. Some of the other events that we have a new night out. We have a social once a month that's usually hosted by one of the members in their place of business. So we have lots of opportunities to network and socialize with each other outside of the monthly luncheons.
It's excellent. Really cool. And so if someone wants to join, how would they go about doing that?
Well, I would invite them to attend a luncheon. We meet the first Thursday of every month at the Willow Oaks Country Club. Love to have you come. You can go on to our website at www.networkofenterprisingwomen.org. and sign up for a luncheon there. You can also become a member there.
It's not expensive.
No, it's not. We're one of the
best deal in town.
We're one of the most affordable networking organizations in Richmond, I would say.
And yes. How much is it?
It's $100 a year. And our lunches right now run $20 for members and $25 for a non-member, I believe.
Yeah, totally good deal. And it's a lovely luncheon and lots of fun. And well, as we leave, I'd like to get one or two tips from each of you on how to network well and wisely.
I was just thinking one of the best things to do when networking is to pay attention to what's being said, to listen more than to talk. And get contact information so that you can follow up.
Very good one. Dee Dee?
My tip is very similar, is be patient, courteous, and a good listener. And network often. The more often you do it, the better you get at it, and the more rewarding it becomes. I'm a real people person, so I can't get enough of that. So it's good if you can let networking be intuitive. You already network. You get together with your girlfriends now. Well, new is just a room full of 100 new girlfriends. And what's that saying? A woman can never be too thin or too rich. Well, she can never have too many shoes or too many girlfriends either. Mm-hmm. And we're all about that. We've got plenty of that to go around at NEW.
Perfect. I love it. So we are talking to the current president and the past president of the Network of Enterprising Women. Thank you so much, Susan Campbell, owner of More Than Moving. And Dee Dee Kiwi Sherman, Virginia Community Development Corporations. What is your title there?
I am the communications manager.
Excellent. Very good. You are listening to Truly Amazing Women Radio on the Incandescent Radio Network. Thank you so much for your time, and we will talk to you soon. All right. That's it for today's episode of the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. If you're a truly amazing woman or know someone who is, don't hesitate to contact us. Simply log on to www.trulyamazingwomen.com and fill out the proposal form. We've profiled more than 250 women on the site who fit the bill of being truly amazing, and we look forward to honoring more. Who will be our next truly amazing woman? Tune in next week for a new episode on www.incandescentradio.com. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.